Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that you glorify your name through us in all that we are doing as we seek to draw closer to you. Keep us continuing faithfully observing our Lenten practices, and help us to glorify you in our interaction with our neighbors, in our interaction with our friends, in our interaction with our co-workers, and let us always be filled with the spirit of your love. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today's first reading comes to us from the book of Deuteronomy. And I've told you I've been reading the Rational Bible series, Book of Deuteronomy. I've gone through, this is by Dennis Prager, I've gone through Genesis and Exodus. And now I'm reading Deuteronomy. He published this, I think, in September. So the other two, so it's been like a three-year process in a sense, not literally every day for 3 years, but it was probably 2 years ago he published the first one, I think was Exodus, then was Genesis, now it is Deuteronomy. I'm dying for him to publish one on Leviticus. I think that's important as well. And then, of course, we have the last book, which, of course, is Numbers. So anyway, the reason why it's the last book, you might say, well, there's more books in the Bible than this. He's publishing the books of the Torah, which are the first five books of the Bible. They are believed to have been written by Moses, at least originally they were believed to be written by Moses. And so these are these powerful teachings that are from Moses. Well, today's first reading comes to us from the book of Deuteronomy. It's the fourth chapter of the book. You've got to understand the background of Deuteronomy, which gratefully I have learned thanks to Dennis Prager's book. But you have to see what's going on with the books. First of all, you have Exodus. And Exodus is the story of the Jews leaving Egypt and their beginning of the journey to the Promised Land. So there you have the Exodus story. Then you have, prior to that is Genesis, of course, which is the story of God creating the world. Now, what's important about the story, many people sit there and listen to this and say, well, it says that the world... Earth was made in 6 days, therefore was made in 6 days, and this is how it happened, and da, 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 da. And you know that most of us Catholics do not believe that, so what's the point of the book of Genesis? Oh, do I have to tell you. It's an intensely important book because it's teaching us on not on a superficial level of this is how the world was created, it's teaching us the spiritual truths that go far profoundly deeper than just the superficial level. So, for example, we take creation and we look at this story of creation. Now, if you went to some of the places we had mentioned before, which you would understand why you would find people being thrown into a fire. But if you mentioned, we had mentioned before, Syria and Babylon, and you have this story of creation in Genesis, what are you saying about the gods of Syria and Babylon, among other places? They don't exist. And God created all things. It's one of the most powerful things. As you could see, that was very radical for the time. And if we misunderstand that, then we misunderstand these powerful truths that are there, that this is God's call of his people, and these are some powerful teachings in where it's established how the human being is and desperately needs the wisdom of God. So the reading from today, which is from the beginning of Deuteronomy, comes to us just before, Deuteronomy is just before they go into the Promised Land. Again, Moses, as a friend of mine points out, which is why some people say that there were other writers who wrote the book of Deuteronomy. What is in the book of Deuteronomy is also the death of Moses. So we understand that probably Moses didn't write that part. But we also realize the powerful message in all of it. Well, what's being said there is Moses in today's reading is reiterating the law of God. And remember, the law of God is the wisdom of God. One of my favorite memories is from an old CBS television show that was on Sunday mornings. And I only remember the beginning of the show, Lamp Unto My Feet. And the message is from the Psalms, I do believe, Your word is a lamp unto my feet. In other words, the word of the Lord helps us to guide our life. That's what it means. And that's what Moses is teaching the people. Now, we can read some of these laws, the Ten Commandments, and go, you know, these are real common sense, but they weren't for the time. They weren't for the time. And so you're looking at and seeing these powerful words. Remember, not too long before that, and you'll also find this in Deuteronomy, but not too long before that was Hammurabi's code, where Hammurabi said, okay, we're going to make a civil law here, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. If we decided here in the United States that that's the way we're going to live, people would call us barbarians and savages, and they would be right. But in fact, at that point, that was the appropriate way to civilize the world to that level at the time. Well, now we see these very advanced laws, and if you read the Rational Bible series, the one on Deuteronomy, you're going to find very advanced laws, and some of our laws here in the United States are based on it, and it's based on the wisdom of God who's teaching us justice and love. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Have you told anyone else about St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, here on WEZE in the early morning and through CatholicAudioMedia.com?
You realize we are a different Catholic program because we are not speaking just to Catholics.
We speak to ex-Catholics, atheists, evangelicals, and people from all different religious and non-religious backgrounds.
We do this from a Catholic perspective.
So you're not going to hear what you hear on other programs because we have a different mission serving Jesus Christ.
Tell your friends what we do here is different, and it is so that we all may experience Jesus who sets us all free. And don't forget our own website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can check out our website. That'll connect you to the parish, which you can also find at stanthonyalston.org. You can check out the archives of the show for this past week. You can connect to our podcast platforms. You can do all kinds of things and listen to our program. And more people are listening through that way. I can tell some of the statistics, so that's good to hear. CatholicAudioMedia.com from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Oh, by the way, if you really want to help out the parish, one of the things you could do, or the program, the parish too, the program is if you are contributing to the Catholic Appeal, consider contributing through our way of contributing, our little banner there, or you can even go to the parish website, stanthonyalston.org, and contribute to there. Now, that's providing you're not contributing through another parish. If you belong to a parish and contribute from that parish, that's fine. Please do that. But if you'd like to contribute to the Catholic Appeal and you don't have any other parish to connect to, it would really, really help our program and our parish if you would do that. So please consider that. Would you do that for us? I'd appreciate that. So we're talking about the powerful wisdom of the book of Deuteronomy. And so you're having these powerfully wise statements from the Lord to Moses, which become the basis of the way the Jews will live. And when they follow those ways of life, they do fine. When they reject those rules, those laws, that wisdom, then they walk down some very ominous and dangerous paths. And you have to realize, when the Jews turned away from the laws of God, we can see this in like Ezekiel and others, they don't just turn around and like chew gum in the temple or something. Oh, they're going bad. No, they engage in human sacrifice, including sacrifice to their children. They engage in the unlawful and idolatrous practices of the other religion. I mean, this is pretty much that way. Now, the focus is not on the Jews. The focus is that through the wisdom of God, we see the way the Jews acted when they turned away from God, which means how are we going to act when we turn away from God? Exactly the same way. That's right. We're going to absorb the cultures around us, which is what they did. It's not we're going to get engaged in human sacrifice per se, but that's what the cultures around them were doing. And one of the fascinating things that I say, well, people will turn around and say the world is going bad and everything else. And I say, no, if you really look at this like a scientific experiment, you can say that this is the way the Lord wants us to be. If you don't follow this path, this is the way you're going to end up if you don't follow the path. And we're literally walking down the path that the Lord said would happen if we stop believing in God. So if this was a scientific experiment, we'd be proving exactly our thesis. And that's why understanding this important wisdom is so key. We are called to be a holy people, which Dennis Prager explains. That means to be a people set apart. It's not that we're like super pious. It's that we live a different way based on our adhering to the wisdom of God. We're going to talk more tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day, and we'll see you then. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.